T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I'm a sucker for you. Oh, this is the pre-show show. Huh? We kick things off around this time. Huh? And Courtney can't stop us, guys. Yes, it's true.
Yeah.
Kevin Lance are here for you.
Oh, this is the pre-show show.
You better believe it. We're back for a limited time and a limited time only because everybody else can't get in the building.
Why can't they get in the building?
Apparently, somebody forgot it for wallet. And a key card doesn't work for Tim. So I am...
I will say, full disclosure, I dashed out the door yesterday afternoon to come to work and completely... I had nothing with me. I didn't have a key card, couldn't get in the building. Well, I mean, I was able to. No headphones. So I was... I can understand.
Yeah.
There'll be a lot of out of breath people here in a minute or two.
I think you're right. So, and I've been asked to go help them and let them in. So I'm going to go do that. It is the Courtney and Company morning show. Sans Courtney, sans Tim, and Jen. So we're going to be a full show here in about 5 minutes. So don't worry about that. Got some cool stuff this morning. Schmick Schmack down. It is Friday. It's back on Friday. No diner That's and donuts right. tonight.
I know. We are out of practice.
I know. It feels weird to actually be in the studio.
Yeah.
But with that, though, comes some caveats. And that caveat is about 9:40 this morning, we're going to talk to Nelly. Tim and I are introducing him tonight at the Alton U.S. Bank Amphitheater down there by the riverfront. And that should be a great show. And we'll get a chance to shout and talk to him about his recent tour over the summer with TLC and Flo Rida. So that's going to be a lot of fun. As I said, about...
than the sun. Yeah, whatever. It's the Courtney and Company morning wow. show on Y98.
Wow. Hey, if either of you guys need me to stall while you catch your breath, let me know.
Okay, Dumb and Dumber over here. I'm not sure which is which. There's a survey out this morning about things you shouldn't do in the morning, and I've done all of them today.
How many are there?
Five.
You're 5 for 5.
Mm. 5 for 5, including being late for work because I left my wallet at home and couldn't get in the building. Yeah, it's what a not so great start to Friday. But
so I got a new card. Yesterday, the card gets us both into the parking garage and then through a lot of the doors here. I got a new one yesterday because mine was almost cracked in half. I was real excited about it. That card did not work. So I texted you guys. I was here plenty of time for me, which is, 60 seconds before we go on. I texted Jen and Kevin and said, my card's not working. I'm walking up into the garage. Yeah. And then I'm running, but I know that song is running out, so we're in trouble. So then I see somebody at the entry door, and I go, oh, thank God, this person can let me in, and it's Jen. Waiting to come in. I'm like, oh, boy.
Tim's key card luckily worked in the building, so we walk in, and then we're walking into the studio, Zach, who sits just outside our studio, goes, oh, you're both here together. And I was like, wait, no. No. Let's not add that on to the dumpster fire here.
Zach, so smug out there.
He picks up on cues.
Yeah, right.
No, he doesn't.
I went to book club last night, so I was really... I stayed out way too late.
Is that what they're calling now? Book club.
Knock it off! Listen... Knock it off. If there was something going on, I wouldn't be bringing it up.
I know. I'm just giving you a hard time.
I know. Now I'm embarrassed for myself for even
book club.
Yeah. So book club last night. I haven't gone in months, And I also haven't read the book in months. So I was super proud of myself. Like, read the book with a week to spare and let's do this. I was like, I'm just going to go for an hour. I was there for 3.5 hours. I was up late, but it was so great. I mean, it was such a great talk.
At book club for that long?
Wow. At book club. Why? Well, and we were outside on the patio. Ooh, and it was such a nice night.
God, if anything should have a time restriction on it, it should be book club, right?
Oh, we talked about the book for like 5 minutes, but then we just sat there and talked, and I, you know, hung out with my friends that I haven't seen in a while, and we got a chance to catch up. But then this morning, number one on the list, hit the snooze button. It makes you groggier because you enter a sleep cycle you're not going to be able to finish.
I always read that, but I hit it just 6 times this morning. Seriously, I'm really bad about it.
Did you check your email and social media when you woke up?
This morning, no, because I was cutting it real close.
Okay, they say you
Which reminds me, excuse me.
Shouldn't leave your bed unmade.
Yeah.
Making your bed equals increased productivity throughout the day. Yeah. Actually, studies have shown.
Oh, okay.
Getting ready in the dark. I kind of have to because I would wake everyone else up in the house.
I have no one to wake up. I do it in the dark just to remind myself that there's no one else in the
house. I returned my violin to the store. I could have played it for you. Yeah.
I trick myself into like, oh, I better be quiet.
Getting ready in the dark, too, you don't get your circadian rhythms right because your body still thinks it's nighttime and that makes you feel more tired. And they say if you wake up and you get ready when it's dark outside to get one of those strong lights like the ones that people use in the winter to treat seasonal affective disorder.
Okay.
And also on the list, they say don't drink coffee.
What? That's like the ultimate wake up. It is. You know?
Right.
Yeah.
Your body produces higher amounts of cortisol, which is the stress hormone, between 8 and 9 in the morning. And coffee, you know, makes that worse. So the best time to drink coffee is after 9:30 in the morning.
What's interesting about this list is it sounds like everything you do to have a job is bad.
Yeah. So, right. Yeah. So we should all just quit, right?
Well.
Type up a joint letter today.
Theory.
I'm staying. I love it here.
I'm just saying, it doesn't make having a job easy, all these things.
Yeah.
No, you're right. It's like a lot of those things are choices between get to work on time or do the other thing.
Yeah.
I usually do the other thing.
Oh, yeah. Lance Hildebrand, how's traffic?
You know how it is. You were just out there.
Nope.
No? You weren't out there?
No.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, you guys, when you were on the way in, did you see the Ferris wheel, the St. Louis wheel?
Yes.
Wow. I didn't. Awesome. I was racing in too quickly.
I saw it.
When I was coming down 6440, I was driving along. And it's like, what is that in the horizon? I was a few miles away. It's like, what are those lights? That doesn't look familiar on the, you know, in the skyline. And then as I got closer, it's like, oh, they got the Ferris wheel all lit up at Union Station, which is pretty cool.
It looks really cool, especially when the sunrise is coming up and you get off at that Union Station exit right before 14th Street.
Mm-hmm.
It's really pretty.
Yeah, it's quite striking.
I agree. Lit up, it's awesome. Isn't that crazy that something just a few weeks can just change the skyline forever?
Yeah.
I know. And in a few months, that aquarium opens and Union Station's going to be crazy.
It's going to be meet me on the east side.
He used to meet me on the east side.
She used to meet me on the east side. The city where the sun don't set.
Y98, it is the Courtney and Company morning show. Miss Courtney on vacation. She will be back on Monday. It sounds like she is out of town and getting some good rest. You know, sometimes she takes a week off and she just stays at home, but she's out adventuring and golfing.
Yeah.
It's your way of telling us that you've heard from her again?
Nope. No. Your feelings should not be hurt.
Yeah, you guys are tight.
That she loves me more than you. sometimes you mention something random that you haven't talked about in years, and then the next day it shows up in a story, and it's not a coincidence. It's putting it out in the universe, and I don't know what this means. But yesterday we talked about my kids coming back from camp. I sent them to camp with disposable cameras, which was like a mind-blowing experience for them. They didn't understand that they had a limited number of photos. They also didn't know how to use a camera, apparently. They need to see it on a phone or an iPad because the pictures were horrible. We posted them online at Y98.com. I also posted the, what I call $55 flying fish photo.
Yeah. They were real bad.
That one was...
Pictures is a strong word to describe what those things were.
People came to my defense and said that that picture was very pretty, that Finn, like, ended up accidentally taking.
Mm-hmm.
You can see it on my Instagram page, at Y98Jen, and you can see the terrible pictures at Courtney & Co. Y98. But there's a disposable film story about some stupid criminals and how they got busted. These guys stole a Jeep Cherokee from a 55-year-old guy in Portland named Joe Williams. And the cops found the car abandoned about a week later. But as Joe was going through the car, you know, you want to see, like, did they take stuff out of the glove box? Is all my stuff still here? They saw that the thieves had gone through the glove box and found an old disposable film camera. The kids were like, let's develop this. So they did, and they found some old family pictures, which was sweet. It's always nice when you find an old disposable camera that you forgot to develop.
Right.
Mm-hmm. They also found that the thieves took selfies with the camera. And so now he's been able to turn their faces over to the police.
Wow.
People in his neighborhood thought they recognized the people, too.
Oh, boy.
He said...
They intentionally took selfies, or they were like, what's this thing? And it flashed in their face, you think?
No, they took selfies, for sure. But he said, the Jeep's older than dirt. When I bought my new car, I was going to trade it in. The dealer offered me $65 for it. It's a 1995 Jeep.
Wow.
So, they also left tattoo equipment in the Jeep.
Hmm.
And... Joe was going to keep it, but his wife said no, so he left it out on the front porch, and someone stole that. So,
wow.
Problem solved.
Poor Joe.
I know. Joe.
Well, hopefully they get these guys.
I know. But hey, I guess the moral of the story is leave a disposable camera inside your glove box.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. I mean, better that than your kids taking it and taking pictures.
Are the pictures online at Y98.com?
Yeah, and they're definitely selfies.
Really?
Yeah.
So weird that you didn't just keep the camera.
Right. You're right. Like, maybe they just forgot they did it, but...
But, I mean, people is dumb, that's probably why. And, oh, yeah, I mean...
And one of them's quite happy she's stealing this.
Yeah. Very excited. You can see those back molars, too. Man.
Oh, man.
All right, Lance Hildebrand, forecast brought to you by Ashley Home Store. This is home a little bit warmer today, although yesterday did not feel like a sweet 80.
Taylor Swift on Y98. It's the Courtney and Company morning show on a Friday. Back in the studio on a Friday after the Diner Donuts
store. It does.
I like it. Where are my donuts?
I know.
It's my main issue.
I know. It just makes me sad that Tim Hortons isn't downstairs anymore.
This building wasn't big enough for the two of us.
Here's the thing. If I had known that our time with Tim Hortons was going to be that short, I would have savored Tim Hortons more each day.
How long were they here altogether?
Years?
No. I don't even think that.
I don't think that long. Maybe
2 years?
A couple?
Maybe a year?
And they were out shortly before we came in, right?
Yeah, and then what was the deal? It was some type of thing that it was some, you know...
It's like a contractual...
Canada, some Canada-US thing, right?
Yeah, Canada thing. No, not at all. Actually,
that's what I thought. I thought they weren't allowed to have so many stores in the U.S.
No.
Really?
Are you making stuff up?
That's what I thought it was. I thought it was part of the deal.
Wasn't it like a franchise? The person
who owned it? It was a franchise thing.
Okay.
And Tim Hortons was bought out by
Burger King,
and then the people who owned Tim Hortons said to the franchisees, they tried to change the contract.
Oh.
And with the franchise owners, if they refused to abide to the new terms of the contract, they said, you have to shut all your Tim Hortons down. And they did.
What a bad
That's day. Why wow. Tim Hortons, like, completely left St. Louis.
Honestly, I thought it was a... I've been hating Canada all this time. It was never their fault. Wow. Well, thank you for enlightening me.
Yeah, you're welcome. Still miss a donut. Okay, binge watching. Tim spent a lot of
time. He hasn't had maple syrup in Canada.
Yeah, that's right.
He's been sending hate letters to Justin Trudeau, and Justin Trudeau's like, what is this?
That's also why he didn't watch any of the Stanley Cup.
That's right. It's like, hey, man, sorry.
Okay, you binge watched a lot of stuff over the weekend, including Lorena Bobbitt, the documentary.
Yes, I didn't even tell you guys all the things I did binge watch. There's other things you need to add to your list, but please go on.
There's a survey about what people would rather do, and I think it's because Netflix really made binge watching a thing, and now Netflix and Disney Plus and all of these places are backing off and releasing episodes one at a time, like one per week.
Which I think is a really good thing in a way, because it allows one new content to develop from that standpoint, but also it kind of creates more wait time in kids. You know, I mean, I think about...
Makes them a little more patient or
something? Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, because think about how, you know, we had to wait for shows like that.
I don't think it's going to make them more patient because they just won't stand for it and they'll find another series that dumps all episodes at the same time. Or they'll go back and watch... My kids watch old series that are years and years old. And they
because
have
it's readily available.
50 episodes at their disposal. Yeah. And it is a generational thing because they ask people like binge watching or watching one episode per week. And almost 60% of people say binge watching for sure. Mm-hmm. But when it comes to the generations, if you're 34 or under, 17% say they would be cooler with a one episode a week format. But it's like close to 50% for people over 55.
Mm.
And then
what do you guys prefer?
It's weird. I like kind of a half binge. You know, not too much where, you know, I want to kind of watch two or three episodes, but not the whole season. Like, I'd be comfortable if you released like three episodes and then waited a week and then three more. Because that would work well for me.
I don't have a whole lot of shows that are week by week anymore because really most of the stuff I watch is on Netflix or Hulu or Amazon. And Handmaid's Tale is really the only show recently where I've had to wait every week for an episode, and it was kind of cool. Like, you'd wake up and you're like, oh my gosh, it's Wednesday. When I get home from work, I can watch Handmaid's Tale. It's still cool that you get to watch it whenever you want on Wednesday and you don't have to make an appointment, but it, like, there was excitement and I looked forward to it. And let me tell you, from binge watching the first season, that is not a show where you want to watch multiple episodes. It's a real downer. Mm-hmm. It'll bum me out if you watch more than one episode in a day.
The ones where I have to wait, I'm more likely to fall off and not watch the whole thing. Because some of my like network shows that I'll watch, like if you know your weight, it just, if I know it's all there for me and I jump in and I take down three and then I take down another three, I'm more likely to get all the way through it.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
But because when I think back to The Office and certain shows, sometimes you would wait a whole entire week and then, especially after Michael Scott left, if it wasn't great and it didn't make you laugh, you're like, man, I waited a whole week and didn't laugh at all during this episode. And why am I watching this?
Yeah. Sort of to Tim's point, too, in the era of network television, there were a lot of shows, a lot of new shows especially, that would come out of the gate in September, October, do really, really well. And then they'd do their hiatus thing over the holidays and say, the blah, blah show will return in February. And by that time, you kind of moved on to other things. And some of these shows that did really well when they started, then they went away for a couple months and came back, just went and they tanked because people moved on to other stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think there's something when they release it all at once, you think about like Stranger Things, everybody is talking about it. Rarely is everybody talking about one episode of some new show that debuts. And then everyone's always talking about when there's a finale, for sure. We've seen that over and over. But the Stranger Things effect and some of these other shows, it just becomes what everybody's talking about because you spend the weekend watching it.
Except for us, because we had to wait 4 months to talk about it. until Tim finished it.
I had a lot going on. I'm all caught up now.
Okay, we'll talk in Entertainment Schmig in the next 3 or 4 minutes about the big movie that's anticipated this weekend. And we'll also talk...
Entertainment Schmig.
And it's brought to you by Club Fitness. In the month of September, join Club Fitness for free. It Chapter 2 out in theaters, and it definitely will be the number one film this weekend. And it's just a question of how much money will it make. It's also a really long horror film.
Yeah. How long?
It's only a few minutes shorter than Avengers Endgame.
Yikes.
Wow.
Which, we talked about this about a month ago in Schmig. The typical horror film runs an hour and a half-ish. And this one is close to 3 hours.
I'm going to see it. Will I go back and rewatch the first one before? I like to do that. I like a refresher.
Oh, my gosh. But I'm not just like Stranger Things. He's not going to watch It Chapter 2 until January.
Well, and knowing the miniseries, you know, I'm curious to see, because sadly the second half of It kind of was a letdown. It wasn't as good as Pennywise and that part. So we'll see if this is gonna have that same fear factor.
Well, I don't know anything about it because I don't like horror films. I didn't watch the first one. I didn't watch the miniseries, and I'm not watching this one.
Are you telling me Pennywise isn't as much in the second half?
He is, but it was primarily based on. Spoiler alert.
La la nope, la
don't
la,
do it.
La,
don't
la,
do
la.
It. Don't do it.
Isaiah Mustafa, Bill Hader, Jessica Chastain, James McAvoy, all in this. And Stephen King even makes a cameo.
What?
Look for him as a shopkeeper who meets adult Bill when he returns to Derry, whatever that means.
Love it.
Music out today. Post Malone has his third album. Alessia Cara drops an EP. The High Women, finally, this country supergroup dropped their debut. Features Maren Morris, Brandi Carlile, Amanda Shires, Natalie Hemby.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And speaking of country singers, she's not really a country singer. But her sister is. Crystal Gayle. Remember her from back in the day?
Yeah, of course.
Don't it make my brown eyes blue?
Right.
And that long, long, long hair.
Long hair. I wanted to grow my hair as long as Crystal Gayle. Yeah.
Loretta Lynn's younger sister, correct?
Yes. So this is Crystal Gayle's first album in 16 years, and she does a recording with her sisters, Loretta Lynn and Peggy Sue. They cover a Dolly Parton song, if you care.
Very cool.
Taylor Swift may be knocked off the top of the charts. By a new band called Tool. At least that's what her fans are saying. So Tool, the band Tool, you know, right?
Oh, I know.
First
they're
album.
They're a dark, heavy, but right. they're they are, one yeah. of the biggest bands in alternative rock.
They are. First album in 13 years. And people are getting a real kick out of some of the tweets that Taylor Swift's fans are putting out there. Like this one. There is a chance of debuting at number 2 due to a new band called Tool. If this ends up being the case, then that would be an embarrassment beyond belief. Someone else said, this is Taylor Swift. She did not work her socks off for the album and promo for this mess to happen. Mm. People are just asking fans to stream her album nonstop so that she can...
And they will. I'm a huge Taylor fan, but you kind of hope Tool gets number one, right? Like, there's just something funny about that. And just for the sake of rock and roll.
Yeah, right. Tool fans, one woman said, 16-year-old Taylor Swift fans who have no clue who Tool is, freaking out that they're going to surpass her in sales, they will, is hilarious. And then another guy put a meme up, like, dads all around the world when they realize that Tool is going to dethrone Taylor.
That's pretty funny.
Speaking of music and the throne, Kelly Clarkson just had her anniversary a couple days ago of winning American Idol.
Mm.
I mean, this is such a huge thing. And really, we said, other than Carrie Underwood, people have tried to compare the two. No one else has even come close to Kelly and Carrie's success from American Idol.
Aiken has done okay for himself, sure.
Yeah.
He didn't win.
Kelly, he did run for office, though, I guess. Kelly Clarkson's new talk show starts on Monday. And I don't know if this comes from her show, but she's talked again about how she did not want to win American Idol. She said, not winning, she wouldn't have had to do the movie from Justin to Kelly.
Mm-hmm. She survived it.
Yeah. Apparently, the winner definitely had to do it. She was contractually obligated to do it if she won American Idol. No word on the runner-up. I guess Justin, like, volunteered to do the movie.
Yeah.
And she said she felt like before all of these reality singing competitions became commonplace, winning American Idol wasn't necessarily a great thing because the industry didn't trust you, didn't respect you.
Right. You didn't know what was going to happen.
Right. Well, I mean, and Daughtry said, like, not winning American Idol was the best thing that happened to him.
Yeah.
Because he didn't. And there are other people who didn't win. Jennifer Hudson, Adam Lambert, who did better than the people who actually won.
Right. Yeah. I didn't win it.
Right. Also, never tried out for it, but that's okay.
But I didn't win it. That's what I have in common with all those people.
That's Entertainment Schmig. Hope you've been paying attention to the Schmig and to pop culture in general all week long, because in about an hour, we'll play Schmig Schmig.
Sports chatter. Let's do it. Let's talk about the Cardinals first. Day game. It was great. KMOX Day at the ballpark. The Cardinals won 10-0 over the Giants to finish out that series.
I'm kicking myself that I didn't go to that game.
You should have done it.
I know.
They play Pittsburgh tonight for the first of a 3-game series. Pittsburgh's had some struggles, so this should be good. Cardinals remain in first place, 2.5 games up because the Cubs also won tonight. In dramatic, well, not super dramatic, but they had a grand slam. So it's Cards-Cubs the whole rest of the month is going to be awesome because the Cubs are kind of getting it together, it looked like, this week a little bit. So
yeah.
I'm excited to see what happens.
And by the way, Cards, let's see. So they're at Pittsburgh, right?
Yeah.
Next week, they're doing all these cool giveaways, and they're all hockey-themed, since hockey season's almost underway. But they're doing an adult Cardinals hockey sweater next Friday night. That it's the hockey sweater, but it has St. Louis, and it has the birds
It's good-looking.
And they have a Yachty bobblehead that is, it's a theme ticket, but he is in goalie position. He's got his baseball hat on. He's also got his goalie mask, his glove, and then a hockey stick in front of a hockey net.
I love it. And then on Saturday the 14th, the Stan Musial and Red Shandy's bobblehead, which is pretty awesome, too.
Oh, my gosh. You could buy a theme ticket and get two bobbleheads in one night.
Can't beat that.
Three heads for the price of one.
It's a dream come true. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
More baseball. The Dodgers have broken the National League record for home runs in a season. And still a few weeks to the season.
Wow.
Too. Yeah, the Dodgers are so good, which is why it's so crazy. I mean, the Cardinals, obviously, we're looking good. We're heating up at the right time. That's what matters. But the Dodgers have just been pretty dominant all season. Jock Peterson hit 2 home runs last night, which puts them at 250 home runs for the season. Previous total was 249 by the Houston Astros in 2000. So,
Didn't the Twins, like last week, just break the record for... They broke the Yankees record for most home runs in a season, I think.
Really?
Yeah, I think the Twins have even more than the Dodgers do.
Really?
I think so.
Oh, that would make sense because this is the National League home run.
Yeah, I think that's the Major League record for home runs. I think the Twins just set that last week.
Wow.
Didn't you used to have season tickets to the Twins?
I did. I was a season ticket holder for the Minnesota Twins. They had a promotion in the late 90s where you could buy season tickets for $83 a seat for the whole year. And I figured, hey, why not? You know, if the Twins get to the playoffs, I got some seats there. So why not?
Mm. Another day in baseball history.
Tim was not impressed.
No, not at all.
I was impressed. I was reading this next story.
He just Michaela Maroney.
This is more impressive. It was 24 years ago in 1995 that Baltimore Orioles shortstop Cal Ripken Jr. broke Lou Gehrig's record by playing in his 2,131st consecutive game.
That was an emotional night.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You got through it,
I've seen footage where he, you know... It's an emotional thing.
It's serious. Yeah, no, I don't. No one will ever touch that record. Oh, no. I don't think.
And interesting, you should bring that up, Tim, especially in light of being a former Minnesota Twins season ticket holder. Because one of the benefits
all right,
of that was, because of that, I actually have a framed certificate with tickets, untorn tickets from the game where Cal Ripken got his 3,000th hit. That was in Minnesota.
Oh, really?
So that's one the benefits of that.
Nah.
One of the benefits was he has a ticket, an unripped ticket to a game he never went to.
That is correct.
Still kind of cool. let's talk some football. Lots going on. Antonio Brown, you guys know about this. Antonio Brown with the Raiders this season.
I saw all the tweets yesterday, but I don't understand what's going on.
It's all Antonio Brown's all anybody's been talking about leading up to this. He got frostbite because he did the... cryogenic freezing.
Okay.
His feet were messed up for a while. Then he refused to wear anything but his old original helmet, which the NFL said no longer met their standards, and he couldn't reach. So controversy with that. Now the season is starting, and things are just getting crazier. By the way, he makes if they parted ways, it would cost them $30 million. He makes a whole lot of money. He missed a practice and got fined, which is completely normal. And then Antonio got into an exchange with the Raiders GM, Mike Mayock, and threatened to hit him in the face. He had to be held back by teammates. He punted the ball and said, "Fine me for that." Not smart at all.
No.
They're going to suspend him. They can sit him for up to 4 games without paying him. But he's so, so good. So he very well could part ways with the team, which would cost them $30 million.
Man.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
And then tomorrow, big Blues news, their new practice facility, the Centene Community Ice Center, has its grand opening in Maryland Heights. This is right down from Hollywood Casino.
It's like right as you enter into the casino property on that long driveway, it's on your right.
This thing is crazy. Like 4 ice rinks. There's going to be an outdoor one you can use in the winter. It's really cool. And it's going to be a cool place to see the Blues practice. 277,000 square foot facility.
That's a lot.
I know. You can also, if you have kids or adults, I mean, from 3 to adult, you can learn how to skate there, too.
Oh, that's cool.
I think it's going to be a really cool... Like,
and there's like a grand opening? There's
tomorrow.
Like a, tomorrow. It's a big thing.
It starts tomorrow. So you can... it's through Maryland Heights Parks and Rec. So you can go online and see the list of events. We also have a bunch of information at Y98.com, including the renderings of what, you know, when they first proposed.
Right.
I know you're a big rendering fan.
I love
fan.
A good rendering.
They
were done by Jen's kids.
They're
pretty awesome.
KYKY FM HD1 St. Louis.
Y98 playing today's best music mix, and happy birthday to Pink. I'm going to do celebrity birthdays for her right now. She turns 40 over the weekend.
Wow.
40.
Yes. You're right. Way to go.
Nice.
We'll have celebrity birthdays for you just before 9 o'clock this morning. Did your brother ever call you, Tim, since it was his birthday yesterday?
He did. He called last night. We had a great chat. He apologized for not calling while we were on the air. He got a little busy. He left town today for... like 10 days out of the country and stuff. So we had a lot to do. So we apologized, but I told him we played last year's thing.
Yeah.
And he enjoyed it.
Mm. Yeah. If you don't know, Tim's brother, Chris, celebrates his birthday by calling everyone he knows. And he says, "It's my birthday." And it started because people would get upset when he would forget their birthday. Mm-hmm. And he's like, "Listen, call me on your birthday and I'll never forget." And then that turned into now he has to call everyone he knows. And that's his deal. He calls you on his birthday. You call him on your birthday. It's a little feel-good story,
right.
I guess.
Everybody wins, kind of. Not really.
No,
or
not
loses, I'm not sure.
I feel like he kind of loses. He doesn't get to... he's just, I think it would stress me out making that many phone calls on my birthday.
Yeah.
I mean, 3 phone calls is a lot for me. Good news stories. It's a Friday. You need something to feel good. We have actually a few stories for you. There's a 6-year-old girl who made a change by writing a letter to a toy company. 6-year-old girl in Arkansas named Vivian Lord. She likes to play with the little green army men. But her friend's mom was in the army. She didn't get why there weren't any women. So she said, if they made ones that looked like women, she'd play with them every day. So there's a toy company that actually listened. BMC Toys. They're doing it.
Wow.
They designed some female army toys, and they're going to release a whole set of them. They'll be out next year in time for Christmas.
Okay. Yeah. Just women? An all-women army? Is that what it is?
It's like, yeah,
I'm just asking. You sound a little judgy.
No. I'm like, dude, are they mixing them in, or is it an all, like, one army?
It says they're releasing a whole set, so I guess they're separate to mix in with your the green army men that you already have.
Man, that'd be quite a battle.
Don't even.
I'm just saying.
You sit down.
I'm a feminist. You know whose side I'm on.
It's weird that it took this long and a 6-year-old, you know, to make this happen.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I don't know. Is it weird?
Stop.
No,
I'm taking your... You keep printing up new feminist cards, and I'm going to tear this one up again.
I mean, as a G.I. Joe fan growing up, Scarlet, Lady J, they had women in, you know, Cover Girl. They were in their... You know,
Cover Girl.
In their forces.
Yeah, see, that's again. Let's update that a little bit.
She always looked good doing the job.
Yep. Just as important.
It's always good when good stories come out of bad situations. And Hurricane Dorian, of course, in the Bahamas, going up the East Coast this week. And there have been some really feel-good stories in spite of the storm. A guy in Jacksonville went to Costco on Wednesday to get a new generator. Then he saw another guy buying over 100 generators to send to the Bahamas. At $450 a pop.
Whoa.
Apparently, the money came from a fundraiser called Errol Thurston Bahamas Hurricane Relief. We have it posted online at y98.com. If you want to donate, we have the GoFundMe link.
Think about how much they could have raised if they had a snappier name.
Stop. I don't think they realized it was going to go viral.
But, man, the Bahamas got decimated. Mm-hmm. It's unbelievable. My brother lives in South Carolina, and he was talking about, you know, how it had downgraded, and he's like 20 miles inland, and it's, you know, it's really windy, it's not terrible, and there's a lot of rainfall, but the Bahamas, man. Yeah.
Well, speaking of South Carolina, there was a 6-year-old, his name's Jermaine Bell, and for his birthday, he was supposed to go to Disney World, but instead, he's using the money to help hurricane victims. He set up a stand on the side of the road, bought a bunch of hot dogs and snacks, and as people were evacuating because of the hurricane and, you know, driving by this road, he gave out free food and snacks to people.
Oh.
He wanted to lift their spirits a little and make sure they had something to eat. And his philosophy at 6 years old is live to give.
Wow.
Someone needs to take this kid to Disney World.
Yeah.
It's impressive.
Yeah.
I mean, does he know that the Star Wars thing had opened already when he made this choice? That would have been tough for me.
See, when I take my kids' birthday presents away to donate to other kids, this is what I aspire for them to be.
It's a little different.
I feel like this kid maybe didn't think about it all by himself. He had a little poking and prodding.
He may have. You don't know that.
It's just, you know, sometimes parents bring that up as an alternative and their kids start crying.
Right.
And it makes you look like a bad parent.
Yeah, and it drives the kid to just want to be selfish so that their mom doesn't take away their gifts.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, this is what I had in mind. That's all I'm saying. Your forecast brought to you by Ashley Home Store. This is home, 88 the high today, but low 80s for the weekend, and it looks like a chance for some early morning showers. 198. It is the Courtney and Company morning show playing today's best music mix. It's Friday, and it's hot in. It's hot in Alton. Tim and Kevin, this is the day we've been talking about for a long time. It's finally here.
It's gonna be a lot of fun.
Are you excited?
So excited.
To introduce Nelly and do your own like opening act thing? What's your whole performance going to be about?
There will be no opening act. It wasn't up to Nelly. It was up to Alton, and they were just like, you guys don't have what it takes.
Really? Yeah.
No, that's not true.
That's sad.
Listen, it would have been a disaster for us to actually open, and we realized that, but we will be there on stage introducing Nelly, which is super exciting. And I hope, and are we, can we say what we're doing today?
Oh,
absolutely.
That we're interviewing Nelly?
Yeah.
No, okay, good. No, you're not allowed to.
Okay, never mind. Then we will.
I hope we can because we've already said it.
Around 9:35, we're going to talk to Nelly.
We talked about that already today?
Yeah, I mentioned it.
Oh, you did? Yeah. Okay, good job. When we were outside trying to get in the building. So, yeah, we will have Nelly on the phone around 9:35 on the air. And then tonight, he is performing in Alton at the Alton Amphitheater. Kevin and I will be there introducing him. Yeah, I'm super pumped. I've never seen a full Nelly concert.
Really?
Yeah. And I'm really, really excited. I met Nelly in 2001, and it was one of the coolest experiences ever. I was a
MTV
production assistant on the Video Music Awards. 2001 is when he blew up, and it was
really
cool.
Yeah.
Because that was my first summer in New York. And, you know, before that, I think people were like, oh, St. Louis, any cows there? And blah, blah, blah. But,
no, but he put all these videos out and had a Cardinals hat, and he's like rapping under the arch. Yep. It was so cool.
So then it became, oh, do you know Nelly? Do you know Nelly? And I'd be like, no. So then at the end of the summer, we did the VMAs. He was back. He had won an award. He was backstage kind of trying to figure out how to get back into the thing. And I was like, oh, hey, man, I gotcha. And I walked him around, and right before he went in, I go, oh, I'm from St. Louis. And he's like, for real? And he gave me a big hug, and it was awesome. And so now
that's
I'm excited.
Cool.
Inevitably, he remembers that, so I'm excited to
I think you leave with that in the interview. Remember me from 2001?
Remember that time in 2001? But
I just think it's going to be awesome to be there on the riverfront. That is such an intimate, like, you know, little place. It seats like only like 4,000 people.
It's really cool.
And it's going to just be packed.
When we were at Mr. Donut in Alton, I drove right past the amphitheater, and it is so cool on the water. But we're all over the joint. I think that's the technical term for it today. Because Backstreet Boys are at Enterprise Center, and Paul is doing his show live from Shark Bar at Ballpark Village this afternoon. So from 2 to 7, he will be out at Ballpark Village. You can stop by and win two tickets to the show.
To see Backstreet?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
They're going to have specialty cocktails there. There's also a sing-along. They're going to do, like, boy band karaoke. And you get a complimentary drink if you're one of the first 50 people to arrive at Shark Bar.
I love Paul, but boy band karaoke or Nelly? Yeah. I think I'm going with Nelly.
There's also a post party with AJ McLean from the Backstreet Boys DJing at Ballpark Village. I think it's really tough because if you were a child of the late 90s, early 2000s, you loved Backstreet Boys and Nelly.
Yeah.
You loved them both.
Yeah, but it's Nelly.
I know.
That's an easy choice for me. Nelly plus Radio's Kevin Berghoff. I mean, that's not even a question.
Yeah.
I know.
Alton for me, folks.
So we're a little over 2 hours away from interviewing Nelly. You're not going to want to miss that on Y98. And you're just a few minutes away.
Do it. Welcome to the Schmig Smackdown.
Okay, we play every Friday. Yep, we have returned to our regularly scheduled programming time. We moved Schmig Smackdown to Thursdays throughout the summer since we were at our Diner and Donut tour on Fridays. So it's good to have this back on Friday, closing out the week. And playing today, facing off against a member of the morning show for Peppa Pig tickets. Who do we have?
We've got Michelle from Wood River, Illinois. Hi, Michelle.
Hey, Michelle.
Hello.
Oh, hey. There you are.
Hi. How's it going, Michelle?
Great. How are you?
Good. What are your weekend plans?
High school football game. My daughter plays in the band tonight. And some boating
up the river to Grafton.
Hey.
Oh, you're going to be in Kevin's neck of the woods. Let's see if you can get invited over to Kevin's house before we do.
Yeah, stop by the loading dock.
Okay.
And I'm assuming since you're from Wood River, is your daughter an oiler?
A shell.
Ah, oh, Roxanna.
High school.
Yeah.
Oh.
Who are you guys playing tonight?
I'm not sure.
So the mascot is a shell?
Yeah.
Yeah, because of the Shell oil refinery.
That's right.
Oh, the Roxanna Shells. Mm-hmm. Okay. I learned something new today, Michelle. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
All right, Michelle, who would you like to play against today in Schmig Schmackdown?
Jen.
Jen Myers.
All right, Jen is
going to... Hopefully there are no questions on high school mascots. But good luck, Michelle. I'm going to leave the studio, and they're going to tell you the rules of the game.
Here are the rules. You have 60 seconds on the clock to answer as many questions correctly as you can. If you do not know an answer, just pass. Move on to the next one. Jen will come back in. She'll try to answer as many questions as you in just 30 seconds. If you win, you're going to see Peppa Pig. Not Peppa the Pig. But Peppa Pig. Yeah. I was wrong before, it turns out.
October 20th at Stiefel Theater.
All right, Michelle, the clock is going to start as soon as Kevin asks the first question. Are you ready?
Yes.
Here we go.
All right, Michelle, good luck. Michelle, what's the name of the hurricane that's slamming the southeastern coast this week?
Dorian?
What comedian suffered major back injuries in a weekend car crash?
Kevin Hart.
Shawn Mendes has finally admitted to dating what female singer?
Camila, I don't know her last name.
What basketball player wants to trademark the phrase Taco Tuesday?
Pass.
Former cast members of what high school sitcom are talking about reviving it?
Saved by the Bell.
The sequel to what horror movie, it comes out today, is said to be the most anticipated movie of the fall?
It.
What rock band, classic rock band, recently misspelled Cincinnati on a tour shirt?
Pass.
What daughter of Prince William and Duchess Kate attended her first day of school this week?
Charlotte?
According to Ad Age, what condiment is now more popular than ketchup for the first time according to sales?
Pass.
All right, Michelle, that was it. Not too bad. We are going to bring Jen Myers in here now. We'll see how many Jen can get.
I don't know.
All right, Michelle, we're putting you on hold. Jen, get ready. You got 30 seconds on the clock.
Okay.
Do your best. If you tie, we open the phone lines up for these Peppa Pig tickets. But
no, if I lose.
If you lose.
If we tie, Michelle still gets it.
Michelle gets it. Yeah. I'm an idiot.
Do I get a point for that?
No.
Okay.
Clock starts as soon as Kevin finishes asking the first question.
All right, here we go, Jen. Jen, what's the name of the hurricane that's slamming the southeast coast this week?
Dorian.
What comedian suffered major back injuries in a weekend car crash?
Kevin Hart.
Shawn Mendes has finally admitted to dating what female singer?
Camila Cabello.
What basketball player wants to trademark the phrase Taco Tuesday?
LeBron James.
Former cast members of what high school sitcom are talking about reviving it?
Saved by the Bell.
The sequel to what horror movie that comes out today is said to be the most anticipated movie of the fall?
Ugh, It.
What classic rock band...
That's it. By my math, Kevin, we've got a tie. Is that what you've got?
I got the same thing.
You both got six right. That means
nice.
Michelle is winning these tickets. Woo! Congratulations, Michelle. You're going to see Peppa Pig. Let's see what we got here. It was Kiss that misspelled Cincinnati on a tour shirt.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Charlotte, as you said, was the daughter. And ranch dressing is the...
The condiment. We never got to the finish of that question, but it's more popular than ketchup for the first time according to sales.
Yeah, so we tied at six. Yeah. Congratulations,
nice.
Michelle. Great work. You hang on.
Yay,
we'll tell you how
thanks.
To get those tickets, and we'll play Schmig Schmackdown again next Friday here on Courtney & Company on Y98.
Since you had that ranch dressing over ketchup thing, I guess that's a foodstuffs spoiler alert.
Spoiler.
Because I think Tim was going to talk about that and much, much more around 8:05 this morning.
A riveting foodstuffs coming up. Don't go anywhere. Speaking of riveting, Lance Hildebrand, I believe, is going to take a look at the traffic.
Yeah, we're going to start with some bookkeeping. Angie texted the Y98 studios to report two mattresses along Lindbergh near 367, so we add them to the tally. Which?
We've got ladders on the highway, mattresses on the road. Lance, what's the tally? Better check the tote board.
Man, the only time that word comes up is either in that jingle or if you're playing Scrabble. The Ladder and Mattress Tally is sponsored by Midwest Clearance Center Furniture and Mattress Stores, four St. Louis area locations. Midwest.
Y98, it's the Courtney and Company Morning Show. The Killers are going to kick you into high gear this morning. That's good. Good song to hear. Let's talk a little science.
Science.
Shall we?
Science.
Online at Y98.com. Loch Ness Monster. If you're a Nessie believer, looks like she might just be a giant eel.
Aw.
Yeah.
It's not. It's not a monster?
Mm-mm.
What?
No. Y98.com for more.
My son's got a book on, they're called cryptoids or cryptids, which are like Bigfoot or the Piacel bird or Nessie. And it's all about how these legends came to be. It's really fascinating because, like, you know, Nessie, that's...
Don't you think it was when we were less educated and didn't have the internet?
Yeah, that's part
of it. It's maybe a mix of, like, not as much science and people as dumb, and that's how all these things came to be.
But, I mean, that goes back several decades as far as the stuff of legend.
Right.
You know, look out there after a few pints. Look what you see. It's a monster in the loch.
I'll tell you, my friends over at the Dave Glover Show buy into all that stuff.
They do.
All of them. They completely believe it. And I get real uncomfortable when everyone
talks. Yeah. I don't believe it. That's
why. Like, guys.
Wow. I know. Stop. You're just discounting everything else that comes out of your mouth.
Yeah.
So if you do care or you know someone who does, you can forward them the story at Y98.com. Exercise. Good for lowering your blood pressure, along with a variety of other health benefits. But a new scientific study shows that mouthwash could interfere with the benefits of exercise.
What? Tell me more.
I mean, I know you understand all of the nitrite synthesis and stuff like that.
Is this about riboflavin?
Yeah.
Basically, when you exercise, your blood vessels increase to allow for extra blood flow and that blood getting to all of your muscles. And then afterwards, you experience a drop in blood pressure.
After you exercise.
But that reduction in the health benefits significantly reduced if you rinse with antibacterial mouthwash after you exercise. It has something to do, they found, with the key to your blood vessels opening up has to do with the bacteria in your mouth. And when you, the bacteria in your mouth getting into your bloodstream, and when you use mouthwash, it screws everything up.
So the lesson here, mouthwash is okay, but don't do it right after you exercise?
Yeah, I think so.
Who exercises and is like, oh God, I gotta get some mouthwash?
I don't know. But it is interesting that the exercise benefits can be linked to your mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe it's your mouth.
Have you seen anybody swallow mouthwash?
No.
I was in a bathroom once, and I saw a guy do that, and it's like, don't think that's...
Probably an alcoholic, right? I mean, I don't know.
Like, I don't know. I have no idea. I've never seen that before. It's like, that guy just swallowed that.
Ew.
Yeah.
Okay. And...
It was weird.
That's a question for Weird Wednesday.
There you
Are
go.
You Weird Wednesday?
Yeah, do you drink mouthwash? We should write that one down.
You should not.
No. Answer, no. You're weird. Genetic researchers have identified the genes associated with left-handedness. Mm. I'm a lefty. I just raised my right hand.
So they can fix you?
Oh.
I'm just kidding, left-handers.
Actually,
I love you.
I'm aiming this test right at you because the results suggest that left-handed people tend to have better verbal skills, Convy.
You're aiming it at me, but you're left-handed, so you'll never hit me.
Science.
You threw that with your right. Wait a minute. Sorry. What are they saying? Let's get down to business here.
Left-handed people have better verbal skills.
Why is that? How?
You'll never understand. I could explain it to you, but it's all going to be over your head.
Do they have a theory?
has to do with nitrate synthesis, I think.
Riboflavin on this one, too. Right.
And there's a scientist who's been looking into linking our brains with computers. There's an artificial intelligence system that just passed an eighth grade science test and scored over 90% on the test, which...
That's terrifying.
But I feel like science is science. Like, those are clear-cut facts. It's like asking Alexa a scientific question and she can answer it, right?
Oh, it was a science test specifically? Okay.
Yeah. But a scientist says the military could start controlling drones telepathically in 5 years.
I don't think so. I disagree with those findings.
That's scary.
And here's why. It's about neurons, basically.
Science.
That scientist, by the way, left-handed. That's been science.
Well, then I definitely don't believe it.
Foodstuffs is coming up in 3 minutes. What do you have?
Oh, all kinds of good stuff, like the first new Christmas food product of the year is out, and it sounds disgusting. I'll tell you all about it in Foodstuffs.
I'm a sucker for you. I'm a sucker for you.
Foodstuffs!
It is 8:05. That means it's time for Foodstuffs. I'm Tim Convy. Foodstuffs sponsored by Salt and Smoke. Check out the barbecue and bourbon at Salt and Smoke with 3 locations and a 4th coming soon. We're also on Instagram Live right now at Courtney Co. Y98. Follow us on there. Lots of good stuff happening on there. Teased it earlier, I'll just tell you right now, the first new Christmas food product of the year is out, and boy, this sounds gross. A distillery in Scotland is selling ornaments filled with different flavors of gin.
Oh, that's smart.
Sounds fine, right?
Yeah, right.
But one of them is a bright green gin that tastes like Brussels sprouts.
What's wrong with Brussels sprouts?
Gin?
Gin and Lance, you tell her.
Gin. It's gin.
Hi, gin. That's how I introduce myself when I've had a little bit too much to drink. I don't drink gin and tonic anymore, by the way, because that sneaks up on you.
Really? And then you curse.
You know, as soon as I start dropping some bombs, it's time to cut me off.
They say the vegetables, quote, deliver a pleasantly sweet, slightly nutty gin. I don't know. Sounds gross to me.
I would give it a try.
Speaking of drinks... They did a survey. Which fall drink is better, pumpkin spice latte or hot apple cider?
Ooh, when it's really cool and crisp out, I love a hot apple cider.
Yeah. I think it depends on your mood, but I would go with the apple cider.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
Although it has so much sugar in it, I usually don't drink it.
Is that right?
So I would say neither.
I don't like the PSLs, so I definitely go hot apple cider, but it turns out the winner is, I don't like either of them. 37% said they're not into them. 7% went with, I don't know. But when it came down to the two of them, hot apple cider, 31%, whereas 25% opted for the PSL.
Here's the deal, Starbucks. You could charge just about as much money, and it would be way easier to just warm up some apple cider.
That's true, because they don't sell that?
Well, to do apple cider, to make it yourself, you usually have to buy a big container. But I'm stuck with a huge container in my fridge because I'm not going to drink it every day. But I would go through a drive-thru for a hot apple cider for sure.
Yeah, I would too. That sounds pretty good. I might get a hot apple cider today. I'll wait.
Food stuff.
It's a little cooler. All right. Talked about this in the Schmick because somebody just got a little too excited about it in the Schmick Schmackdown.
Oh, Kevin.
Ranch dressing, they say, in Ad Age magazine. Ranch dressing is now past ketchup in popularity. Think about that.
That's crazy.
Well, crazy. We've talked before about how, like, the younger you are, the more you put ranch
on everything.
Everything. Mm-hmm. Like, things you wouldn't expect to put ranch on. Because at school, they pass it around. They walk around the lunchroom tables with a giant bottle of ranch and a giant thing of ketchup. Oh, for real.
What? What, they walk around?
Yeah, and it started with my kids in preschool. They would have ranch on the table for every lunch.
Wow.
And they would ask kids if they wanted ranch. And I think kids just get used to dipping everything in ranch. just like how your ketchup touches different things.
Somebody walks around the lunchroom. They're just the ranch person.
They hold up the bottles. They're like, anyone need ranch? Anyone need ketchup? They might have like a self-serve station now, but for a while they would go and like put them on kids' lunch trays.
This seems weird.
That's how ranch, you know, it's big ranch money.
Do the taxpayers know about this?
I don't know. It's the fleecing of America.
Ranch person?
Is the name of the school Hidden Valley Elementary? Is that what's going on?
That's right. Yep, that's it.
It's
but,
funny.
Go ahead. I will tell you, I have one kid that loves condiments and one kid that does not. And the kid that loves condiments loves ranch just as much, if not more, than ketchup. But she'll dip anything in ketchup, too.
I can't wrap my head around that. I'm a ketchup guy. Hidden Valley Ranch, it's funny you bring that up, because they say that 70% of ranch is now used as dipping sauce or topping, not even as a salad dressing.
Really?
That's interesting. Boy, they really hit the jackpot with that.
But with the start of football season, do not put ranch on your chicken wings. It's blue cheese dressing, people.
Interesting.
Do it the right way.
Food stuffs.
The old HVR people also say that more than half of restaurants serve ranch, and 3/4 of homes in the U.S. have a bottle of ranch. Do yours?
I have one in the fridge and one in the pantry.
Lance?
Ready to go.
Every now and then. It's not always universally there.
I don't. Never, ever.
I have to be fully stocked with ranch.
I've got so much ketchup, though. It's crazy. This is wild. Last year, ketchup brands combined did $833 million in sales. We don't know the exact specifics on ranch, but people say probably about $1 billion. And it's been growing for years, while ketchup always stays around that same number. By the way, though, this isn't the battle for the most popular condiment. The article says that both ranch and ketchup are outsold by...
Outsold by...
Country Crock.
Condiments. No, just in Illinois.
I don't know.
Condiments selling better than ranch and ketchup.
Mayonnaise?
Yes.
Oh. Really?
And?
No. See, I have like the same bottle of mayonnaise. I usually have to throw my mayonnaise bottle out because I don't use it.
Man, that's it. Yeah,
how
that surprises me.
How do people go through that much mayonnaise?
Mayonnaise and what else?
Mustard?
Butter?
No. I don't know if you think about it as a condiment. Salsa.
Oh, yeah.
Salsa and mayo are outselling ranch and ketchup.
I'm not a mayo guy. The only way I like mayo is if you put like half sriracha in it. Sriracha mayo is great.
Okay. All right. Boy, we've learned a lot here on Food Stuffs, and that's what it's all about. Follow us on Instagram at Courtney & Co. Y98.
Your forecast? Well, it's a little warm today. Not really hot apple cider or PSL weather, although some may still indulge.
Mm-hmm.
But a high of 88, 82 for tomorrow. Hey Lance, before you get started with all of these dating profiles of men in the St. Louis area, new study out of Cornell says the marriage rate keeps dropping because women can't find enough economically attractive men.
Economically attractive.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Interesting.
Current shortage of men with stable jobs and good income, making it increasingly difficult for women to marry.
It's kind of anti-feminist, isn't it?
They just don't want no scrubs, Tim. Scrub is a guy that can't get no love from me, hanging on the passenger side of my best friend's ride, trying to holla at me. Not interested.
Okay.
Swipe left.
Love could be a struggle. By the way, so can traffic. Just a little quick note. They have one lane getting through again. Eastbound 70 downtown as you move onto southbound 55. Accident right there by the Poplar Street Bridge. Underneath it, they had traffic blocked completely for a few minutes, but one lane now getting through. Since you're talking about economics, I'm going to audible here and go with Jared. Jared is 38 and a supply chain analyst. Jared says his biggest shortcomings are that he's temperamental, gets it from his mom. He's 5'6", also from his mom, and he has $44,000 in student loan debt.
Oh, we just learned from that study. You don't lead with that.
But he's honest.
That's true.
Get the bad stuff out of the way up front. The rest of me is pretty much all good. Likes well-dressed women, dislikes sarcasm.
He dislikes sarcasm?
He does.
Don't
dislikes 44,000 in student loan debt.
He's worth a shot. You got a picture, Lance? Is he?
Yes, here's the picture, Tim. Can you see? I have a picture of his chin. Can't tell much for that.
No. Strong chin. It's a strong chin. He's worth a shot, probably.
All right. What about Brandon? Don't have an age for Brandon, but Brandon said, if there's more than one girl in your first pick, I'll just assume you are the least attractive one. If you have a dog Snapchat filter in your pics, my mind may already be made up about you. I feel lonely when I don't have an Amazon package out for delivery. It's hard being a single father, or so I'm told. I wouldn't know. I don't have kids.
No.
Wow. Yeah. I'm going to revise that study.
All of a sudden, Jared's
financial success isn't the only reason why the marriage rate is down.
So all of a sudden, Jared's $44,000 in student loan debt
doesn't look so bad.
No. No. I'd like to show the court exhibit B.
All right, how about Chad? He's 33, and Chad says he's a very laid-back, practical scientist, educated, outdoorsy, and an animal lover. He's 200 pounds, 6 foot tall, a devout Christian, non-smoker, never married, no kids, no tats, no piercings, looking for anything from friends to dating to an LTR, even networking.
What's an LTR?
Long-term relationship. I'm hoping that's what that means. Otherwise.
Nice. I don't know.
He's pretty thorough. I mean, that's...
Yeah, he is.
He's not... I mean, that's kind of a decent profile.
I mean, again, after the last guy.
Yeah.
Give him a try.
Mm. All right. Will you try Paul, who's 35 and an ops manager? My best friend met his ex-wife on here, so I figured it's a good place to meet someone. In the pic, the little furball is my lab, Emma, and that is my best friend's son. Just looking for a mother to my puppy so the other dogs at the dog park stop making fun of her.
The amount that people lean on their pets on these things makes me sick.
When do you want George to come over for that photo shoot on Saturday?
No, I mean, I get it, but it's just like, ugh. That's a thirst trap, right? Is that what that is?
Is that what it's called?
I think so.
Well, and I also love that he's using someone else's son in the picture.
Right.
Yeah, I don't like it.
Maybe not the best picture choice. I think Cody, out of the bunch, Cody is 24. He may have it kind of figured out. He's to the point. He's honest. Cody at 24 says, I have a job and a vehicle and a house. I might be ugly, but if you want to be treated like a queen, I can do that.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Buy you tacos.
Poor Cody. You got a picture?
Yeah, there's Cody.
Is he in fact ugly?
No, I don't think so.
Jen's checking it out.
I sadly think Jared had a better chin.
Goes a long way.
Yeah. Looking for love in the loop. Thanks, Lance. Entertainment Schmig is next.
You're listening to Court.
Entertainment Schmig.
Brought to you by Club Fitness. You can join Club Fitness in the month of September for free. And before we get to the Schmig, little foodstuffs addendum, because our text line has been blowing up.
That's right. We said that people preferred hot apple cider to pumpkin spice lattes, and we thought there was no hot apple cider at Starbucks, but it turns out there is.
What?
Caramel apple cider.
Oh, so it's
caramel apple spice, somebody else says.
Ooh,
so.
I've had that once before. It actually is pretty good.
That's what they say.
Yeah, it's good.
God, is it sweeter than hot apple cider? Because it sounds like it has some pumps of caramel syrup in it.
Yeah. It ain't sour.
Yeah, right.
It's nice and sweet.
Food stuffs.
Okay, let's get back to the Schmig. And we'll start with Taylor Swift. She does this. Her staff, I think, is great. Looking at her fans who post little love notes to her or post about how they love her music. And when one of them needs some help or one of them just needs their day brightened, she jumps into action.
Mm-hmm.
So one of her fans, Trinity Foster, is 16 years old and she was diagnosed with stage 4 osteosarcoma. Yeah. She posted a GoFundMe page asking for help paying her medical bills. She had a $10,000 goal set on GoFundMe. Taylor Swift left this note for Trinity. I saw photos of your album release party that you did in your hospital room. I guess she did one when Taylor's album came out. She threw herself her own album release party. Taylor said, I wanted to say thank you for being so kind and supportive. I hope I can give you a hug in person soon. But in the meantime, I wanted to send you this and all my love. Your friend, Taylor. She sent her a $10,000 donation.
Wow.
Paid off the GoFundMe. Now, the song that Taylor said recently she will probably never perform live is her song on her new album with the Dixie Chicks called Soon You'll Get Better. And it's about her mom's own cancer battle. Mm-hmm. And it's hard to listen to. I mean, I think it's hard for anyone to listen to, but I'm pretty sure I cannot listen to that in the car with my kids because it's a tearjerker. And so I think this is, she said she went to her mom and said, is it okay if I put this on the album? The whole family approved it. They all talked about it beforehand and she put it out there, but she's helping her fans as well. So sweet story. Speaking of the hospital, Kevin Hart, and I'm still taking it up with his wife who says she's going to be fine. We keep learning more about this injury that he had.
Of said he was going to be fine, right?
Yeah. She did this press release after he got into this car crash last weekend and said he'll be fine. He suffered 3 spinal fractures.
Oh, man.
And he's on heavy meds because the pain is so intense.
Yeah. That's terrible.
That's not fine.
Yeah, but she doesn't. I mean, I think somebody's like, is he going to be okay? Is he going to be? And she just meant,
I know.
She was just like, yeah, get out of here. He's going to be fine.
Ay, ay, ay. Demi Lovato posted a picture on Instagram and she said it's an unretouched photo of herself in a bikini, and it's the first one she's ever posted. She said, yeah, being honest, the other photos that I've posted before were edited. I hate that I did that, but it's the truth. She said, this is a photo of me in a bikini, unedited, and guess what? It's cellulite. She goes on to talk about beauty and beauty standards and how she's not stoked about her appearance, but she said she's appreciative of it, and sometimes that's the best you can do. She hopes to inspire someone else to appreciate their body and just become accepting of it, cellulite and all.
Yeah, it's different than any picture you've seen of Demi Lovato, for sure.
And she's talked about her struggles with weight. She talked about it in the post about how she used to be afraid to eat birthday cake, so she would eat watermelon with whipped cream on top and a candle in it because she was so messed up with dieting in her head. But even when she posted more like body acceptance pictures, those were still photoshopped.
Right.
So she's like, okay, this is the real me, new chapter, gotta go. I'm writing an empowering anthem in the studio right now. So not only will she be on the new season of Will and Grace, but look for another anthem from Demi Lovato soon. But don't look for one from Nicki Minaj. People were freaking out about her tweet yesterday that she's retiring from music to start a family. She and her man, Kenneth Petty, got a marriage license over the summer. She keeps calling him her husband. And she refers to herself as Mrs. Petty on Twitter. But there's no official confirmation that they're married yet. But she said,
the idea that Nicki Minaj is never making music again is not something I'm concerned about.
Okay.
Meaning, not that I don't care. There's just no way Nicki Minaj is done making music.
Yeah. Look at how many people have retired. How many
How many tours have come from the final retirement tour?
Times Cher retired or Elton John.
Well, we just talked about Kiss and their farewell tour. It's like the first of, or the last of how many?
Right. Are you buying that that's the last time they're on the road? I don't.
Minaj and Kiss will end. Go on tour together.
And it may be the end of days with these two Netflix deals. There's a new Sacha Baron Cohen series called The Spy that drops on Netflix today. He goes deep undercover in Syria to spy, but it's a serious drama. I have a feeling, though, with all of his pranks that he's pulled, some people are going to watch this drama like, no. At some point, there's going to be a twist.
This is the best Borat ever.
I know. And also signaling the end of days, Adam Sandler's new film has a 100% rating on Rotten Tomatoes.
Wait, which one? The Aniston one?
Not the Aniston one, though.
What movie? That's his latest one he did, right?
That's gotta be it.
Which is pretty good.
But 100% rating on Rotten Tomatoes?
Mm, good for him.
Yeah.
Stockpile your shelter with all of your dried and canned foods. It's coming. End of days.
No, man. I like the Sandman.
All right. Oh, and It, Chapter 2. I know we talked about it in the 640 Schmig. You can hear the 640 Schmig, more about Taylor and Kelly Clark. Y98 playing today's best music mix. It's the Courtney and Company Morning Show Celebrity Birthday Time. And we're going to do them through the weekend, okay? We talked earlier this morning about how on Sunday, Pink turns 40. So happy birthday to her early. How about today? It's Idris Elba's birthday.
Mm. Ooh.
How old is he after?
I think
Kevin, you would say his best role is?
Himdale from Thor.
Yeah, I know you're going to
say that. I also like him as Luther.
The Wire.
Yeah, The Wire.
What was his name?
Stringer Bell.
Stringer Bell,
he was,
yeah.
He was also in The Office. Let's not forget that.
Yeah.
I think he's just north of 40. 42?
I think he's up there. I think he's 47.
Yep, he is.
Oh, wow. I was going to say 44. Good job, Tim.
Thanks, guys.
Okay. Bradley Cooper, or as many know him, Jeff Foxworthy. How old is Jeff Foxworthy? We talked about it earlier this week. Bradley Cooper grew a mustache, and we think he gained a little weight for a role, and somebody snapped
like
a picture.
Him.
He looks, he's a dead ringer for Jeff Foxworthy.
If you grow a mustache, you might be Bradley Cooper.
So we're asking for Foxworthy, right?
Yep.
Okay, so I was like,
wait, who are we really doing? Cooper or Foxworthy?
Jeff Foxworthy.
It's his birthday.
Yes. Okay. 64. Which might be too old.
62.
I was thinking 61.
Yep, 61. Okay. Tomorrow, it's Leslie Jones' birthday. We talked about how she's just leaving SNL, and it will surprise you how old she is, because she's only been on the cast for a couple years. She was a writer before that.
And then can I do my favorite Foxworthy line?
Uh-huh. Okay. Oh, no.
Leslie Jones, man.
I believe a native of Memphis, if I'm correct about that.
Really?
Yeah.
I think she's like 53.
I was going to go 10 years younger. 43?
Tim's in the ballpark. I think she's like 52.
52.
Whoa. Wow.
Yeah, I said it would surprise you.
Yeah.
Because there aren't many cast members that join like in their 50s.
Right.
I think she was 49 or 50 when she joined SNL.
Phil Hartman was kind of an older guy when he joined. Yeah. But yeah, most of those folks
Billy
are in their
Crystal.
20s. Yeah, mm-hmm. Billy Crystal. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. Okay, and then on Sunday.
Can I do my Foxworthy yet?
We'll go out
it's
on the
Bernie, Foxworthy. It's Bernie Sanders' birthday on Sunday.
200.
You got it. All right, what's your Jeff Foxworthy?
If you name your child Dale Jr. and there's no other Dales in your family, you might be a redneck.
There you go. Barry Sanders is 78.
Barry Sanders?
Barry Sanders?
Barry Sanders?
Wow.
He looks really good. He looks really good, man.
Bernie Sanders?
Bernie Sanders.
Dude, that means he retired at like 58 years old. That's impressive.
Everybody thought he retired early.
I know, right? Yeah. I know. He was 58.
He retired right on time.
Yeah. Those knees were creaky.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man.
So many good years with Detroit.
Going back to the first break of this morning when I said I was doing everything wrong with my morning routine and shouldn't have stayed out late last night. Here's Lance with traffic.
3.5-hour book club, St. Louis.
Yeah, right.
3.5 hours.
I really know how to party.
Eastbound 70.
Book club. Don't dog ear that page, baby.
He offers her combo meal.
Y98. KYKY-FM and HD1 St. Louis.
It's the final days of Ashley Home Store's Labor Day sale. Save up to 30% off or save up to 20% off your purchase and pay no interest for 12 months. The Labor Day sale ends Monday. Ashley Home Store. This is home.
Y98.
Whoa, Nelly!
No,
seriously.
Where, Nelly?
Nelly, where are you at? We're waiting on a chance to talk with Nelly. He will be at the Alton Amphitheater tonight. Running a little late.
So. We're going to hang out, see if you call. He's a busy guy, so we get it.
Right.
In the meantime.
And one of my heroes.
Yeah,
so I
know.
Get it.
Tim is, I mean,
I'm so
sweating.
I really am. I'm so nervous to talk to Nelly.
And rumor has it that Tim's going to cry like I did when we talked to Olivia Newton-John. Your forecast is brought to you by Ashley Home Store. This is home. Sunny today with a high of 88. Hot in Alton. Overnight tonight down to 63. Tomorrow 82. 82 on Sunday with a chance for some rain early in the morning. Right now, 76 downtown. So let's run through not only what you guys are doing in Alton tonight, but Paul is going to be at Shark Bar tonight at Ballpark Village because there's not one, but two big concerts going on tonight. Backstreet Boys back at Enterprise Center.
All right.
Paul is doing the pre-party at Ballpark Village. There's also a post-party, the after-party at BPV. Paul's going to be live from Shark Bar where you can enter to win two tickets to the show, specialty cocktails, a DJ, first 50 guests to arrive get a complimentary drink, and just by showing up between 2 and 7 this afternoon, you get free entry to the post-concert party at Shark Bar. Must be 21 to make the pre-party. And details at Y98.com. And then Tim and Kevin hanging out tonight. Like BFF here. It's going to be a buddy road trip up to Alton for Nelly at the Alton Amphitheater.
It's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be a great show. If you want tickets, and I believe there's just a few still available, visit Alton.com/events.
Or you can go to MetroTix.com to get a ticket in the amphitheater.
It's going to be great. It's been a fun week.
You want to give us a little preview of your intro of Nelly?
Ladies and gentlemen, Nelly. What do you think?
I think it needs a little work, but I think you'll be all right.
I'm going to be like, Alton, Illinois, make some noise!
Tim is a good hype man.
I'm pretty good. I'm hoping Nelly sees something in me.
Yeah.
And brings me on his next tour.
Yeah, I think
it'd be pretty good.
It can happen.
It's been a fun week. We appreciate you guys hanging out with us. Stick around next week for the return of Courtney Landrum.
Yes, I'm sure that she's got some stories from her vacation.
Do you think she'll have any golf stories?
Maybe.
Of course she will.
I just kind of, at the end of each story, I have to ask if it's good or bad. Because she throws a lot of numbers out, and my eyes kind of glaze over. And
oh, yeah. Birdies, eagles. You're like, I don't know what that is.
Sure. So, was that good?
Right.
Oh, good. Then I'm happy for you. have a great weekend. Have fun. And
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.